Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about how to walk in divine health. And this series, we're talking about how angels can intervene in this and how they can help you walk in divine health, or how they can make you sick, or even how they can kill you. We have been through many different things that angels do. Today, we're going to talk about some of the attributes of angels and some of the things that they do, and some of the things that we don't even think about them doing, but we're going to talk about many of those today. So let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful for your word. We thank you for the mighty word of the living God. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us this book to teach us all about you and your heavenly host, and about us, and about how we're to deal with people. What you require, what you expect. And we praise you and thank you now, Lord, as we study your word. May you open our eyes and our hearts to the things of God, that we may know more about you today than we did before we started. Now, Lord, bless us as we study your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Let's go to Hebrews 13, 1 and 2, it says, let brotherly love continue. Because in Hebrews 13, 1 and 2, he says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Now then, if you and I have entertained angels unaware, then they must look exactly like men. And this is something that I have noticed all throughout the Bible. I personally have never come up on a place in the Bible where it ever talks about an angel in the feminine gender. All of them have always talked about angels being men as they discuss with you what they appear as. It's always a man. I've never seen anywhere, not to my knowledge, now there may be some in there, but I've never seen it, all angels appear in the masculine gender. But it's amazing how you see so many little symbols and pictures and things around of angels that are women. But I've never seen this in the scripture. So, but anyway, it says you entertain angels unaware. And I do know from my own personal experience that every time I've seen an angel, which I only know of three times that I have absolutely talked to or seen an angel, and the three times they always appeared as men. Now, I may have spoken with and entertained many others that I didn't know that were angels. There's times I have spoken with people that I had a sensation that there was something special about this person. And I don't know if that was the Holy Spirit convicting me or what, that I was entertaining or talking to an angel. But I've had that sensation several times. But maybe that means something, maybe it doesn't. I know the three times that I absolutely did come in contact with angels, at the time they spoke to me and talked to me, I thought they were just a man. But until a little bit later, I learned they were angels. So I had definitely entertained an angel or talked to one that night, or three different nights, when they were all definitely angels and they looked just like a man. And every one of them was about 5'10", 5'11", weighed 165 to 175. It appeared as a human being. So they were not large, they were just normal sized men. Now let's look at some things that angels do for us. Let's go here in this story. And you'll see here in 1 Kings 19 that this angel here cooked food for this person. In 1 Kings 19, 5, it says, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Now, he was hungry, so an angel had come and an angel had prepared the food. And in verse 6, it said, and he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and he lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. So this angel had prepared him food and drink. And so he arose and he did eat and drink, and he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. Isn't that something? Unto Horeb, the mount of God. So that must have really been a meal. He ate twice, and the food that the angel had prepared evidently was supernatural, because it gave him strength to go walk and go into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, it doesn't say here that he had anything else to drink either. It just says he ate and drank here, and so then he went 40 days. Now, I know it's possible for somebody to go 40 days without food, but chances are you won't be walking at the end of the 40 days. I have never done a fast more than 18 and a half days, but I was still pretty strong. But I drank every day. I drank plenty of water, but I didn't eat any food, so for 18 and a half days. But I couldn't have went very many more days. I was working every day, carrying a normal load. And when you go almost 3 weeks and don't eat a bite, that's a long time. Although I did drink plenty, but I could have never made it 40 days. And if I hadn't have been drinking probably at least a gallon of water a day or more, I could have never made it then. But here, this meal that the angel prepared for this prophet, he ate and drank twice, and then he went 40 days and 40 nights. So it must have been some kind of a supernatural meal, but it was prepared by an angel. Then he says, do you think angels have to eat? Well, let's see what the scripture says here in Genesis 19:3. And he said, and he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and they did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Now, this was the angels that had come to visit him, and he prepared food, and they did eat and drink. And then in Psalm 78:25, the scripture says, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. So if they ate angels' food, then there is certain foods that angels do eat. So obviously angels do eat. Do you think angels will protect you? Well, let's see what Psalms 91 says. Psalms 91, starting with verse 9, says, because you have made the Lord, now think about this, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation or your dwelling place. Now, you have to meet the criteria of the Word of God for these guys to protect you. But because you have made the Most High God, the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place or your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near to your dwelling. Now think about this. Here again is another one of those places, even under the law, where God has prepared and provided healing and deliverance from the enemy for all that will make him, the Most High God, your dwelling place. So if you will make him, Jesus, the Most High God and the Father and the Holy Spirit, your dwelling place, he says, no evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague or sickness and disease come into your dwelling or your house or your body. No sickness if you will do what he says. And the reason it won't come to you, since it comes from the evil angels, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now see, his angels, he sends them to protect you when you make him, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and when you walk in obedience to God's word. Then he said, they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In other words, they're not going to let you get hurt. They're not going to let you fall. They're not going to let you hurt your foot. They're going to watch over you and protect you. If you fall, they will protect you. I will say that just the other night, I had stepped outside of a building that it was about an 8 or 10 inch step down, and it had rained, and it was just slick, muddy, slick right outside that door. I didn't know it, And I stepped down out of that building, and when I did, my right foot went just sliding straight ahead, and I just began to fall backwards, and as I fell, I called on the name of Jesus. And my back, right across my back, fell right on the threshold. I throwed my right arm down to catch myself, hit right on my elbow on the concrete, and I immediately was back straight, jumped up, and I was straight up. I believe with all my heart my angels were there to protect me and help me, because he said, if I will make him, the Most High God, my dwelling place, he will send his angels and give them charge over me, and they will protect me. So whenever my foot slipped and I fell across that threshold on my back, I actually caught myself with my right arm as I hit on my elbow of my arm, as I hit on the concrete, falling straight out and fell across that. And within a second, I was standing back up. I didn't have a mark or a bruise or didn't have any soreness or anything wrong with me. And I just praise God that he has sent his angels and he has given them charge over us. So we do not dash our foot against a stone, just like he says. He says, we shall even tread upon the lion and the adder, which is Satan and his host of demons. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample underfoot. I have been given all power and authority over the devil because God has sent his angels, give them charge over me, because I have made him, the Most High God, my dwelling place, and I claim these promises on a regular basis. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Then he says, we shall call upon the Lord, and he says, I will answer you, and I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Now, all that's available through the angelic host, if you and I will just be obedient to worship and praise God and put him first. Remember, it's all based upon your obedience. And then, do angels have their own special tongue they speak in? Well, let's see what First Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13. Obviously, he had spoken to angels. He had been to heaven. The Lord had caught him up to the third heaven and shown him great and awesome things that he was not allowed to speak. But he says in 1 Corinthians 13:1, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels. Now, here we're talking about speaking in the tongue of men. And, of course, we know that the tongues of men, there's many. Hundreds of them, probably. I don't even, maybe even thousands. I don't know. There's so many different languages and dialects all across the world.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.